Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar Anthony Mezeches Menachos Daf Mem Beis, the fourth Perek HaTchelas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Nachman once saw Rav Anabar Abba putting tzitzis onto his garment and making a bracha lasos tzitzis to make tzitzis. Rav Nachman said, "My tzitzi shamanu, what is this tzitzi sound I hear?" Rav said, "Attaching tzitzis does not require a bracha." Rav Chista posed a contradiction in Rav's ruling because Rav said that tzitzis made by an akum or apostle. Rav Yosef explained that Rav Chista holds that one recites a bracha for a mitzvah which is invalid when performed by an akum, but not for a mitzvah which an akum can perform. However, this assertion is refuted from the laws of tefillin, because tefillin written by an akum are pasul, yet one does not recite a bracha upon making them. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, kol mitzvah, desiyasa gemar mitzvah, any mitzvah whose performance is the completion of the mitzvah, such as milah, one recites a bracha over it even if an akum can't perform it. And any mitzvah which is not completed by its performance, such as writing tefillin, one does not recite a bracha even if it's invalid when done by an akum. The machlokes about reciting a bracha over attaching tzitzis depends on whether it's a chovas talus and it's completed then, or a chovas gavra and completed when worn. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said that Rav said, Asam mina kotzim, if one made tzitzis from a thorn-like threads left in the garment from the weaving process, umina nimin, or from threads left from sewing the hem, umina gradim, or from fringes hanging from a garment's edge, it's possible because we require a si l'shma attaching it for the sake of the mitzvah. If it was made min hasisim, from balls of weaving thread, it's kosher, since he attached the tzitzis to the garment for the sake of tzitzis. When Rav Yehuda reported Rav's ruling to Shmuel, he said that even tzitzis made from balls of thread are possible because, be'inin tviya l'shma, we even require spinning of the threads to be for the sake of tzitzis. This parallels the Malchokas Tanaim. The Tanakhama says that although tefillin covered with gold or the hide of a non-kosher animal are invalid, they are valid when covered with the hide of a kosher animal. Even though he did not tan them for the sake of tefillin. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even a kosher animal's hide is pasul unless it was tanned lishma. And point number three, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda explained how he dyes tchelas. He takes the blood of the chelazon with some herbs, then puts them in a pot and boils it up. He then takes a bit of the dye in an eggshell, and tests it with a wad of wool to check the dye's quality. The rest of the dye in the eggshell is spilled out, and the wad of wool used for testing is burned. The wad is burned because te'ima psua, wool dyed for testing, is unfit to be used for tzitzis. The reason for this is the be'inin tzvi l'shma. We require dyeing of tchelas for the sake of tzitzis. The dye in the eggshell is spilled out and not returned to the vat because te'ima pasla, dye used for testing, invalidates all the dye if it's returned to the vat. Tanaim argue if testing dye disqualifies it. Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel says kilo tchelas, completely tchelas, teaches that dye which was used for testing is disqualified for tchelas. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavai says that even marasheni, the second shade produced by the dye, is fit for tchelas because the pasuk says ushanit las, and a thread of red wool darshaned as a second dyeing. So once again, the three points are: number one, Rav Nachman once saw Rav Adabar Abba putting tzitzis onto his garment and making a bracha lasos tzitzis to make tzitzis. Rav Nachman said, "My tzitzi shamanu, what is this tzitzi sound I hear?" Rav said attaching tzitzis does not require a bracha. Rav Chista posed a contradiction in Rav's ruling because Rav said that tzitzis made by an akum are pasul. Rav Yosef explained that Rav Chista holds that one recites a bracha for a mitzvah which is invalid when performed by an akum, but not for a mitzvah which an akum can perform. However, this assertion is refuted from the laws of tefillin, because tefillin written by an akum are pasul, yet one does not recite a bracha upon making them. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, kol mitzvah, desiyasa gemar mitzvah, any mitzvah whose performance is the completion of the mitzvah, such as milah, one recites a bracha over it even if an akum can't perform it. And any mitzvah which is not completed by its performance, such as writing tefillin, one does not recite a bracha even if it's invalid when done by an akum. The machlokes about reciting a bracha over attaching tzitzis depends on whether it's a chovas talus and it's completed then, or a chovas gavra and completed when worn. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said that Rav said, Asam mina kotzim, if one made tzitzis from a thorn-like threads left in the garment from the weaving process, umina nimin, or from threads left from sewing the hem, umina gradim, or from fringes hanging from a garment's edge, it's possible because we require a si l'shma attaching it for the sake of the mitzvah. If it was made min hasisim, from balls of weaving thread, it's kosher, since he attached the tzitzis to the garment for the sake of tzitzis. When Rav Yehuda reported Rav's ruling to Shmuel, he said that even tzitzis made from balls of thread are possible because, be'inin tviyu l'shma, we even require spinning of the threads to be for the sake of tzitzis. This parallels the Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanakhama says that although tefillin covered with gold or the hide of a non-kosher animal are invalid, they are valid when covered with the hide of a kosher animal. Even though he did not tan them for the sake of tefillin. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even a kosher animal's hide is pasul unless it was tanned lishma. And point number three, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda explained how he dyes tchelas. He takes the blood of the tchelas zone with some herbs, then puts them in a pot and boils it up. He then takes a bit of the dye in an eggshell, and tests it with a wad of wool to check the dye's quality. The rest of the dye in the eggshell is spilled out, and the wad of wool used for testing is burned. The wad is burned because te'ima psula, wool dye for testing, is unfit to be used for tzitzis. The reason for this is the be'inin tzvi l'shma. We require dyeing of tchelas for the sake of tzitzis. The dye in the eggshell is spilled out and not returned to the vat because te'ima pasla, dye used for testing, invalidates all the dye if it's returned to the vat. Tanaim argue if testing dye disqualifies it. Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel says kilo tchelas, completely tchelas, teaches that dye which was used for testing is disqualified for tchelas. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai says that even marasheni, the second shade produced by the dye, is fit for tchelas because the pasuk says ushanit las, and a thread of red wool darshened as a second dyeing. All right, so now we get our simur daf mem beis, and our standard simon is a mobster. A mobster, so here goes. The blue-blood mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis warned them to make sure to burn the sample of the tchelis. Once again, slow motion. The blue-blood mobster bosses, mobster, that must be run off membeis. The blue-blood mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether one makes a bracha upon making tzitzis and tzitzis which were made by an akum. So the blue-blood mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis, which reminds us, Rav said, be'inun asi l'shma, that we require attaching the tzitzis onto the baguette for the sake of the mitzvah. When Rav Yehuda reported Rav's ruling to Shmuel, he said that even tzitzis made from balls of thread are possible because, be'inun tvi l'shma, we even require spinning of the threads to be for the sake of the tzitzis. So the blue-blooded mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis warned them to make sure to burn the sample of the tchelos, which reminds us wool dyed for testing is unfit to be used for tzitzis. The reason for this is the be'inin tzvia lishma. We require dyeing of tchelos for the sake of tzitzis. So once again, the blue-blood mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis warned them to make sure to burn the sample of the tchelos. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf lamed ches. So the simon daf lamed ches is lach, liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simon. So here goes. When the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot, chicken soup, that must be on daf lamed ches, a double lach, a liquid. When the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot to dye his ketzitzis told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelos is not ma'akev lavan, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchokas if tchelos and lavan threads are ma'akev each other. So when the man cooking up tchelos in a chicken soup pot to dye his ketzitzis told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelos is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue bag because white strings always come first, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether the mitzvah for the leaven to precede the tchelas is ma'akev. So when the man cooking up tchelas in a chicken soup pot to dye his ketzitzis told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelas is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue bag because white strings always come first, while the cousin came in with his tchelas strings ripped and the white ones whole, which reminds us the Gemara discusses gardumim, stubs, left when threads tear. The Mishnah is teaching that if the tchelos threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain, or vice versa, the tzitzis are still valid. The Gemara asks for the minimum shear of these stubs, and Shmuel says, kedei la'anvan, enough to tie them into a slipknot. Daf lamites. So the simon daf lamites is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the simon. So here goes. The tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman. Mailman. That must be more on daf lamites. Letter. The tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesher Elyon Deraisa, which reminds us, Rava says that we can prove Kesher Elyon Deraisa. The upper knot of tzitzis is a biblical requirement, meaning tzitzis must be tied to the garment with at least one knot. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesher Elyon Deraisa and made sure that his tzitzis were one-third braided and two-thirds fringe, which reminds us, Rabbah quoted Shmuel, though others quoted it from Rav, Tcheos Shekrach Ruba Kesheret. If most of the tcheos was braided, meaning two-thirds of the tzitzis were braided and one-third loose, it's valid. Rav also said, V'noi tcheos shrish gedil v'shnei shrishi anav. The beauty of tcheos is to have one-third braid and two-thirds fringe. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesher Elyon Deraisa and made sure that his tzitzis were one-third braided and two-thirds fringe was delivering a package of wool tzitzis to the man who was going to put them on his linen garment, which reminds us that Rav Yehuda says that either tzemer or pishtan can be used for tzitzis in the opposite type of garment and can be used for any other material. Rava says that tzemer and pishtan can be used for all materials, and any material may be used as tzitzis in their own type of garment, but not for others. Daf Mem. So the siman Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool for the siman. So here goes. The boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area. Pool? That must mean we're on Daf Mem, Mayim. The boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children, when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about tcheles on linen garments and why the rabbis forbade it. Moazer bar Tzadok said, but anyone who places tcheles on linen garments in Yerushalayim simply astonishes everyone who sees it. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, heard of the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the tzitzis obligation is determined by the material of the main garment or the corners. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, heard the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis call out to a boy to stop trying to add a fourth corner on a three-corner garment with tzitzis because of tase, v'lominasui, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, if one placed tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed it into a four-cornered garment and added tzitzis to the fourth corner, psua, it's invalid, mishum tase v'lominasui. Because of the principle, you shall make tzitzis and not use that which was already made. The garment was not subject to tzitzis when the first three were placed onto it, since it lied to fourth corner, and didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, after the fourth corner is added, the first three cannot become valid after the fact. Daf Mem Alf. So the similar Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Alf. The grandma made sure that all of the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra or a chovas talas. So the grandma made sure that all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, as she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband that was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses one who employs tactics to avoid the mitzvah of tzitzis, who gets punished during a time of rischa. So the grandma made sure all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, as she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband who was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, that sat on the dresser next to a tzitzis chart showing four strings within three fingers from the edge of the baguette, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the required number of threads for tzitzis, their placement on the garment, and the minimum length. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss? How much of the tzitzis should be braided and how much should be loose threads? That's on Daf Lama Test.
Good. Number 2.
Which stuff do you learn that Te'ima Pesua, wool dyed for testing, is unfit to be used for tzitzis? That's on Daf Membeis.
Good. Number 3.
Which stuff do we discuss? The brachos over the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh? That's on Daf Lamed Vav.
Good. Number 4.
Which daf do we have a machlokes? If four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin.
Good. Number 5.
Which daf do we learn that the asiya of tzitzis has to be lishma and the tviya, the spinning of the threads, has to be lishma? That's on Daf Membeis.
Good. Number 6.
Which daf do you discuss whether the mitzvah of the leaven to precede the tchelas is ma'akiv? That's on Daf Lamed Ches.
Good. Number 7.
Which daf do we discuss whether one makes a bracha upon making tzitzis and tzitzis which are made by an akum? That's on daf Membeis.
Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn the reason why the tefillin shel yad are placed on the left arm, and for a left-handed person they're placed on the right arm? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 9.
Which daf do we discuss whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra or a chovas talus? That's on daf Mem Aleph.
Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether tefillin are worn at night or on Shabbos or in Yantiv? That's on daf Amud Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.